Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and our Consistency 365 series. I have to tell you guys about a moment that I had the other night. It was around 8:30 at night. The twins were just going down. Roman was already down for the night. My husband was watching a TV show, and I was sitting with my laptop working on a new idea, to learn a new skill, and a new idea to bring in passive income to my family. And I'm working on it on my laptop,
and I'm texting my sister about what I'm doing and getting her thoughts and getting her feedback, and I'm asking questions, getting her opinion. And as I sat there, I felt so grateful to be using my time that way, because there was a very long season in my life where 8:30 at night, I was watching TV, eating snacks. And that's what I did every night. I watched TV and I ate snacks. And sometimes I would watch an hour of TV, and sometimes I would watch 3 hours of TV or more. And sometimes I might have some frozen fruit, and sometimes I might have a huge bowl of popcorn and ice cream and something else. But either way, I wasn't living well. I wasn't using my time well. I wasn't using my time to make my life better. And I just felt so grateful to be using my time really well. Here's the thought that I had. The more that you look down, the smaller your world becomes. You know, if you're looking at your phone all the time, if you're looking at a screen all the time, your world is so much smaller than it needs to be, and you're limiting yourself. And yes, I realize I was looking at my computer as I was creating something, but I was expanding instead of contracting. I was expanding my skill set. I'm doing this to expand my financial flexibility and therefore my time freedom for my family. And there's so many things we do that just don't add. They're not a net gain. They're a net loss of time. They're not expansive. I want you to think about things and using your time for things that are expansive. New ideas, growth, change. I get it. It is absolutely tempting and sometimes very appropriate to lay back on the couch and watch mindless Netflix. I get it. I'm not saying that there's not a place for that, but I think you know in your gut if you're doing that too often and if you're doing it at the expense of expanding your life and improving your life and enriching your life. I don't want you to stay in this bubble of struggle. I want you to expand. I want you to create. I want you to explore. I want you to change. And there will always be things that we don't want to change, and that's okay. There's a lot about my life that I don't want to change it. But there's a lot that I do. And I posted something on Instagram the other day, and it was about my kids. And I never want them to be the kind of people who are more excited about a television show or somebody else's life than they are about their own. I want them to be really excited about what they're doing and how they're using their time and where they're going and how they're growing. I want that for them. And so I need to want that for me, and I need to create that for me, and I need to model that for them. Start to look at what you can do that is expansive. You know, yesterday we talked about deepening the richness of your life. And this is a lot of that, but it's about trying new things. It's about using your time well. It's about doing the things that you know you want to do, that you've been trying to do, but you haven't executed, and you've been using your time and your energy for other things. This is your call to action today. I'm so passionate about this, and I'm increasingly passionate about it for myself, and I'm increasingly passionate about it for you, because too many people are stuck in the same struggles for years, and they're not seizing the brief opportunity that we have called life. One of the things that helps me so much is being in the right communities, communities of people where this is the norm, where growth is the norm, where challenge is the norm, where stepping outside of comfort zones is the norm. Because if you're surrounded by those people, you're going to be influenced by what they're doing. If this speaks to you, if this resonates with you, I want to again extend my invitation to you into the Consistency Course. The link is in the show description. As always, if you have questions about it, if you have concerns, if you're on the fence, if you have reservations and you just want to talk it through, let me know. Email me. I'm a real person. I'm the only person that sees my emails, and I respond to every one of them. Elizabeth@primalpotential.com. We'll see you tomorrow.